From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Crews are working to clean up a 600-gallon petroleum spill in San Francisco Bay near the wharf at Chevron's oil refinery in Richmond. A statement early today by government agencies and Chevron says a spill was discovered at 3 o'clock yesterday when a sheen was observed on the water. A pipeline that carries a variety of oil and products was shut down. The Bay Area Air Quality Management District says the substance is roughly 600 gallons of a petroleum and water mixture. More than 2,000 feet of containment boom was deployed, and three oil skimmers are at work. The California Department of Public Health is investigating whistleblower allegations of mismanagement and incompetence, including reports of workers sleeping on the job at the state's new billion-dollar COVID-19 testing laboratory. Internal documents from the Perkin-Elmer-run lab detail alleged problems like contamination causing inconclusive tests, swapped samples, and inaccurate results sent to patients. The records were obtained by CBS 13 TV in Sacramento. The news station interviewed current and former employees who claimed to have found COVID-19 test swabs found in restrooms. Tomas Aragon, director of California's health department, says the state is taking the allegations seriously. California seniors, teachers, first responders, and farm workers are all eligible now for the COVID-19 vaccine, but with a limited supply of doses, counties have to choose who to prioritize. And community advocates say farm workers are being overlooked. From our partners at Capital Public Radio, Sammy Keola reports.
Many counties are setting up clinics for seniors right now, and they're telling people to check with their doctors about making an appointment. But California's farm workers may not know they're eligible for the vaccine, and they may not have a way to access it. Family physician Dr. Walter Newman says counties need to be taking vaccines out to the fields.
Even though the farm workers could get a free flu shot at any pharmacy, less than 5% would do that. When we go on site and do it, it's about 80 to 85%.
Newman has led a team of Stanford University students in administering flu vaccines to farm workers for the last 2 decades. He says they want to deploy for COVID-19, but they can't get the doses. The state has about 3 million doses on hand right now. There are roughly 11.5 million people currently eligible to receive the vaccine. Luz Gallegos runs an immigrant aid group in Riverside County. She says with relentless advocacy, they were able to convince local officials to carve out doses for farm workers.
We have lost a lot of lives from ag workers and family members, so we want to make sure they're protected, their families, and at the end of the day, the whole community.
Counties make their own decisions about how to administer the supply that they get from the state. Once seniors and frontline workers are vaccinated, the rollout will go by age group. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Keola.
For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.